Penguin Random House Audio presents Fully Human, 3 steps to grow your emotional fitness in work, leadership, and life. This is the author, Susan Packard. As you set sail for Ithaca, hope that your journey be long, full of adventures, full of awakenings. Fear not, Cyclops and Laestrygones. Fear not, mad Poseidon. You will not meet such monsters on your way if your thoughts remain noble and high, if your spirit and body are touched by passions. You will not meet such monsters if you do not bear them in your soul, if your soul does not set them before you. From Ithaca by Constantine Peter Cavafy. Introduction. You've learned how to manage your temper, but certain people in your workplace still set you off. And honestly, you don't know why. Sometimes work feels like the loneliest place in the world. You love what you do, but the culture of your company is at odds with your beliefs and values. The job fits great, not the company. Emotions drive workforce happiness, and happiness powers people to succeed. This book is about bringing our strongest emotional selves to work each day and how best to do that. It's rather funny, ironic really, that I'm writing a book about how to deeply and authentically express emotions on the job. Before I was 30 years old, 3 traumas, 2 work-related, closed the spigot on my emotions, other than fear, and certainly on trusting anyone at work. Then, when I was 39, I landed a wonderful job at HGTV and began working with a group of guys who taught me I could let down my guard. Bit by bit, they showed me what it meant to build trust and to work together in community. Imagine that, a woman learning about emotions from a group of guys. I didn't know how to have real, interdependent work relationships until then. I was like little 11-year-old Riley in the Pixar smash hit Inside Out, who struggles through a few tough days in her life, as seen through the animated characters' anger, disgust, fear, and sadness. It seems I had a few tough days that lasted 3 decades. What I learned at HGTV was that open and honest emotions play a vital role in the workplace. I learned how trust is the most powerful emotion that binds us together to do our best work because it keeps us moving toward common goals with speed and focus. It leaves out the messy human dramas that can creep in quietly, wreak havoc, and disrupt your peace of mind. In my leadership and coaching roles, I've worked with plenty of women and men who carry around small fears and discomforts that inhibit their success, like a fear of standing up in a crowd and speaking, or the fear of learning a new skill, and the worry you'll fall flat on your face if you try. Maybe it's a feeling of general unease, like you're simmering in a chronic low-level anxiety you can't define. Maybe you find no purpose in your work except for a paycheck. You might feel emptiness or loneliness, even in a room full of people. My friend Anne once described that sensation this way. It's like you have a hole in your soul. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that suicide rates rose steadily in most states from 1999 to 2015, up by 25% nationally, and that the lack of social connectedness was among the factors. Certain emotional triggers might keep you trapped in a cycle of addiction or other toxic behaviors. You don't have to feel this way. Fully Human tackles the emotions men and women deal with as we seek happiness and fulfillment at work and offers a useful paradigm, which I call EQ Fitness, or EQF. EQ Fitness is a solutions-based roadmap of 3 steps.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?